just a small thing, but it has been discussed several times that this focus on dietary changes. I mean, there are many different reasons and why structural changes could happen in agriculture. And of course, this is one of them if we have dietary changes. But then there are also water policies, there are climate policies that could drive structural changes. So I'm just speculating a little bit. When you communicate it, maybe you could broaden it a little bit.
The communities to us, or the communities?
Yeah, but instead of just mentioning dietary changes each time, then say, okay, but I mean, structural changes in agriculture could be driven by many things, and independent of which driver it is, it will have implications for air policies and for air pollution effects.
Thank you.